For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Minute Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. They'll be auctioning off trees, shrubs, skid steers, tools, plow trucks, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Nine News. Mike Kliss reporting. Drew Sanders tore his Achilles during the Broncos offseason. That happened in mid-May, which was before the draft.
April.
Yep.
Right.
While no timetable has been placed on his recovery, there's a chance Sanders could return mid to late this season. When looking at similar injuries, generally speaking, it's about a 6 to 9 month injury. Cam Akers came back after 5 months. With that, I was thinking about, and I said this teasing into the segment, or teasing into commercial break, why did this come out now? I think I know why this came out now.
Okay, why?
When did the Broncos start their next round of workouts?
Yeah.
Today?
That's why it came out last night.
Because it had to come out.
Yes, it had to.
Yeah.
Because what's the first thing that most of us do when we get there?
You look at the roster.
Check
who's
every
there.
Single name on the roster.
Right.
That's how I start every single practice. Right. Who's there? Who's missing? There's a 10, 12 guys out there that are just, and we check with each other to make sure we haven't missed anything. And so, yeah, I mean, the information got out when Patrick Smythe wanted it to get out.
Right. With that, who has the most upside of these outside linebackers? Browning, Benito, Cooper, the rookie Jonah Ellis, or Sanders?
I think Browning and Cooper are far enough down the road to know what we have. They tend to be, Browning in particular, I think, is more of an every down type of outside linebacker. I think Jonathan Cooper's not far behind in that regard. Nick Benito is a very good pass rusher, but he has to continue to improve in his run defense. All in all, it's a pretty good room. I would say it's an average room around the NFL.
Right.
I don't think it may not be a top half room. I don't think it's a bottom half room. I do think that they have made enough improvement in the interior with nose tackle and your two defensive tackles, with John Franklin Myers and Angelo Blackson. Malcolm Roach is intriguing, coming over from the Saints. And then Cody Barton as an inside linebacker, to at least move the needle a little bit in terms of their run defense, which really kind of emasculated this defense last year. They just were not a good run-stopping team. And more than any other place and room in this for this football team, they have focused on improving there the most, I think. How much they'll improve remains to be seen, but they've at least got some pieces now, and we'll see how it helps and affects those on the outside.
This is why the timing of the injury is not good. Because if I am not mistaken, please correct me if I'm wrong, Browning and Cooper are in the final years of their deal.
Yeah, they're both, they're in year four.
Right. Now, I don't think, unless both either of them have a breakout year, I don't think that when you read your top 50, free agent list, either of them are going to be on there.
Okay.
You could probably get them back for a deal.
Might be able to, yep.
But I don't think people are going to be falling all over themselves to get Browning or Cooper on day one.
Well, they'll never be cheaper than they are right now. That's for sure. Right?
Well, they're on rookie deals.
Yeah. They'll never be cheaper than they are right now. Everything changes with fifth-year options and then what they decide to do after that. I think they're both capable players and can be better than capable at times. And I think we'll probably stay, as long as they're healthy, we'll stay employable.
I mean, you can make the case for Browning and Cooper if you gave them a little sodium pentothal, which is code for truth serum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're not happy about the injury, because I don't think you're ever happy for a guy to get injured.
Yeah, because...
But this is their...
There by the grace of God go we, right?
But this is their opportunity not to be rotated in and out to try and play for a contract.
That's one way to look at it, yeah, I guess.
This is their chance to show what they can do, not that they haven't shown already what they can do, but this is their best chance to be showcased. Because right now, when you look at this room, you have five guys in there, which is now really four. And mm-hmm. Let's be honest here. Yes, Sanders could come back, but he's going to be far from 100%.
Right. Why? Why would he need to come back?
You really have four guys.
Mm-hmm.
And unless Nick Benito suddenly becomes really good at setting the edge, you know what you have from him. Yes. He's a one-trick pony.
He is. And the trick is fine.
Yeah.
And that's good. I mean, you like guys that can harass the quarterback, but you got to be able to do multiple things to be an every-down back or an every-down backer.
I mean, you can make...
That's how it is.
I mean, it's funny. I was reading... I can't remember what website it was. I think it was NFL.com. They predicted the starting lineup for every NFL team. Mm. And they had Browning and Benito as the starters.
Okay.
Is that what you think as well?
No. I don't. I think Browning and Cooper, to me, are more logical to me at this particular point.
And more dependable.
Yeah. And we're saying this in May.
Yep.
So I'll be careful about that. I mean, but I would think right now Browning and Cooper would be probably... Exhibits 1 and 1A.
Nick Benito, with all due respect to him, is a less talented. He is Shane Ray Light, but healthier. He is Shane Ray Light, but healthier.
Let me think about that one for a minute.
Shane Ray, terrific pass rusher, healthy, and could never set the edge.
God, never.
Right. That's Nick Benito.
Yeah.
He is Shane Ray Light.
I think the thing that is encouraging to me about Nick Benito is that...
I shouldn't say less talented. Not as effective.
I mean, yeah, Shane Ray was a talented guy.
Very talented.
Very talented.
Always injured.
Yeah, always injured.
But could never set the edge.
Never. Now, I will say this about Nick Benito. Nick Benito has improved.
Yep.
And has continued to improve. It's been more incremental. Then a giant leap, but he has improved. And if you can get more improvement out of him this year, especially setting the edge, especially helping in the run game, then I've always felt like he's just a touch undersized.
Yep.
And
I mean, he made a big jump last year with 8 sacks.
Yeah. I mean, he was active.
He was, but let me ask you something. I'm never going to take away from a sack.
No.
Okay.
But it's not the only number that you got to look at.
Oh, he had 30 tackles. He doubled.
He was fine.
But here's the thing. When it comes to sacks, personally, everybody loves sacks. To me, pressures, you can make the case, are even more important. But people tend to downplay that. Well, you didn't get to the quarterback. It's not a sack.
Well, if you speed the quarterback up, it's you can almost as good.
And while you don't get the actual loss of yardage, you can make a lot of bad things happen too, which are rushing a pass, incomplete, it's an interception, it's a fumble. A lot of things can happen.
A lot of things, right.
I guess my question is, And I always use Shaquille Barrett as my example. Shaquille Barrett never put up huge numbers in Denver, but he always seemed to make impactful plays at the right time. And do you remember impactful plays by Nick Pizzuto with those 8 sacks? Like he changed a game or it happened at the right time. It was a crucial situation. And the reason why I bring that up is a sack is a sack. No one is ever going to look at a guy, say, at 8 sacks and, you know, that wasn't a good
season.
It's
a glamour stat.
It is, but it is impactful.
Yeah, it is impactful.
You wrecked 8 plays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
You wrecked 8 plays.
They never got started.
Right.
Right.
But there is a difference, and I'll use baseball as my analogy. Yeah, you can hit 30 home runs in a season, but if you hit 0 from the 8th inning on, right?
Yeah.
Like Sammy Sosa, when he had his home run year, he hit a lot of impactful home runs.
He corked a lot of home runs.
I was there for it.
It was awesome.
I covered the team. I was there for it. With that, when do you make big plays? And that is important as well. And we don't tend to look at it. And you can't see it on a stat sheet. When did the sacks happen? I suppose I can look through the play-by-play and see when it happened.
Yeah.
But if you're hitting a lot of solo home runs in the second inning, that's not as impactful as hitting a solo home run with a tie game in the 8th inning.
Yeah. He's doing something right.
Yep, I agree.
You don't just get 8 sacks in the NFL.
Right.
So that's something, that's a piece of the foundation that he's growing on. If you can
but
see,
but do you remember him making impactful plays?
Well, not offhand. I'd have to go back and look. But
nothing sticks out to you.
No, I wouldn't say there's anything that sticks out, but I hate making that statement
without the data.
Yeah. Without the data. Yeah. Right. I mean, I think he was a good football player. I think greatly improved, still limited in the scope of things that he can do consistently on the field.
Yep.
In terms of being a complete player at that position, but certainly trending towards that. And you hope that Nick Benito, who by most accounts, really good worker, wants to do it, has the want to, if he can continue to, if he makes a jump this year like he did last year, you got something, right?
Yep.
And
then another year to decide.
And that's the economics of the NFL.
And with Cooper and Browning, you got to make a decision depending on how they play this year.
No question.
Coming up after the break, Calvin Booth has some big decisions to make. Or can you make the case the decisions will be made for him when it comes to putting together his roster? That's next. Hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell. Now where's your picket fence, love? And where's that shiny car? And did it ever get you far? You never seem so tense, love.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, there's an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. They'll be auctioning off trees, shrubs, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you are dealing with hair loss, weight loss, joint pain, there's one place you can go to take care of all of it if you need all of it taken care of. But if you want just one thing, Beyond Stem Cells is amazing at what they do. When it comes to weight loss, for me, I started on something called semaglutide. I've dropped over 15 pounds. My clothes don't fit. Absolutely love that. And feel great. And semaglutide, what is it? It's something where it just curbs your appetite. And you're never really hungry. And what's even crazier about it is that I have no interest in anything that is snacky. Like stuff with lots of, you know, salt in it. Like chips. I have no real interest in chocolate. You just want to eat healthier. I don't know what it does, but whatever it does, it works. When it comes to joint pain, my friend Carl Mecklenburg, he goes to Beyond Stem Cells. He has certainly had more than enough injuries. He believes in stem cell therapy. That's why he goes to Beyond Stem Cells. As for hair loss, I had a hair transplant. Two of them. Neither worked. Mm. And I have a huge scar on the back of my head to prove it. Stem cell therapy can help you get your hair back. Go to BeyondStemCellsDenver.com, BeyondStemCellsDenver.com, or give them a call, 1-833-720-STEM, 1-833-720-STEM. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock in Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
As Calvin Booth looks to retool the roster, his flexibility is going to be determined by two guys. KCP has a player option, over $15 million. Reggie Jackson, player option, over $5 million. KCP, 31 years old. There are a lot of teams out there that have cap space to sign him, including Oklahoma City and San Antonio. If Jackson leaves as well, the Nuggets will be right at the luxury tax and roughly $7 million from that first apron, which isn't punitive, but it limits your flexibility.
Right.
If both guys do come back, they are likely to be in the second apron, which is punitive and will cripple you long-term and short-term in order to improve the roster. I think the Nuggets would love it if KCP comes back, but if he does, he's going to want more money, and he should want more money. And the funny thing is, what if he leaves and goes to OKC?
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, this is the nature of the beast now, right?
Right.
Oklahoma City's in a phenomenal place right now with all of their young talent, none of them being paid much of anything at all right now, and remarkable space. What are they? How many? $38 million or something like that under the salary cap? It's something like, don't quote me on the exact number, but they have incredible flexibility under the salary cap. I mean, the Nuggets are up on the first apron. Right. They're in the luxury tax. They're all the way. They're up on the far side of the Thunder are all the way on the other end of the spectrum.
And by the way, just so you know, Minnesota's up against it as well.
Yeah, Minnesota's going to.
And even worse.
Right. Yeah.
They're in a worse situation right now.
It's coming for them as well.
No, it's there.
Yeah.
It is there. This is their window
yeah.
to keep their roster together.
Yes. They've got remarkable challenges coming up. But it's a very interesting, it's a sticky wicket right now, and it calls for very creative, careful structuring. Because as it looks right now, Eric, and tell me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
I know you would. Okay, so I missed by $3 million, 35 instead of 38. That's the best situation in the NBA, right, Alex?
Yes, yeah. by quite a bit.
By quite a bit, right? So there you go. You are in a situation now where, to their credit, they saw this coming. But Calvin Booth talked about it last year. We have got to be able to develop depth from within. We have got to be able to draft and develop.
That's why they wanted all those draft picks.
Exactly.
Because they saw that this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have Aaron Gordon, who's available to sign a new contract this summer. And Jamal Murray has held off on this because he was hoping for an all-star appearance, an all-NBA team.
Right.
And he still hasn't gotten it yet.
Which you want, you've got to have for a Supermax deal, right?
Yep. To be an all-NBA, you have to be an all-NBA player to get that. And I don't know if that's going to happen.
No, right? I don't think it may at some point. I don't think it will happen this year. So anyway, so you've got a real quandary right now. Are you wavering on KCP? What do you think his likelihood is to be back? Do you give it a 50-50 shot? Is it 60-40?
Well, you're going to have to pay him more. That's for starters. He'll get at least 20.
Hmm.
And if think about this for a second. If he gets 20, let's do some quick math here. It's a 1-for-2.
Yeah.
What do I mean by that?
Hmm.
He's 15. And Reggie Jackson is 5.
Right.
So if he goes up to 20, 15 plus 5 is 20. So basically, you've gotten one player that covers two contracts this year.
Right.
Now, when you look at San Antonio and you look at Oklahoma City, is KCP at a point in his career where he's fine coming off the bench? Because he's not going to replace Josh Giddey in Oklahoma City.
Nope.
Okay. And then you have Devin Vessel, who's a shooting guard for San Antonio.
Yeah.
At 20 points a game in the regular season, is KCP really replacing him? Probably not. So I'm guessing he wants to go to a contender. He wants to go, but I don't know if San Antonio or OKC would start him. He would start here.
Yes.
Maybe he's willing to take less money in order to start here and stay with the team.
I think he'll be back. And
you do.
I do. I think that he will.
Mm.
But it wouldn't surprise me if he goes elsewhere.
Way to ride the fence on that. I think he's going to be here, but it wouldn't surprise me if he
leaves.
How's that fence post up your ass?
Well, I mean, it was the same one that I pretty astutely called Bruce Brown, like, no chance to be back here last year. No chance. And said it from the beginning.
If Indiana doesn't offer $23 million, Bruce Brown would be on this roster.
Yeah, if. Well, they did.
But they did.
Now he's in Toronto.
Well, he's in Toronto. Well, who did he get traded for? You make it sound like he's a crap player.
Who did he get
traded for?
No, he's not a crap player.
He's a great player.
He's in a crap situation.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the player. He was part of a trade that brought Pascal Siakam to Indianapolis. He's still getting paid. It doesn't have anything to do with him not being... He's a good player, but his situation isn't good.
Correct.
He's in Toronto now.
Right.
So...
he's a Cowboy in Toronto.
I'll say that KCP will be back. And I'm not sure about Reggie Jackson. I think that he probably will be back because I think 5.3 is about... That's what the market probably indicates.
Well, he's going to get a raise.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to get less, is he? KCP's getting more, for sure. So now, if you sign each of those guys for just $1 million more than what they're currently getting, welcome to the second apron.
Yeah. Well,
just a million more for both guys. And oh, by the way, they need to have a backup center. Now, you might think Zeke Nagy's the guy. I don't. First of all, that's not even his position.
Well, we haven't even gotten into him yet.
The point is DeAndre Jordan and Holiday. And Holiday got more playoff minutes than Peyton Watson.
Yeah.
Right?
He did. Yep.
Okay. Both those guys are completely off the books.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, if both guys come back, if KCP comes back, and Reggie Jackson comes back, they are $1.5 million. They're already in the first apron. In the second apron, they are just $1.5 million below. Again, let's explain. You know what? We'll explain what the first apron is and the second apron is because it is complicated.
It is.
But we'll explain what it is and the precarious position the Nuggets are in, knowing that they do have to fill two roster spots.
Mm-hmm.
They got to pay something, and they still have a first-round draft pick. That's next.
I thought I'd see it all, cause it's been a long, long time. Oh, but then we'll trip and fall, wondering if I'm blind. There's been times so confused.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
is such a great song.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I agree.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle watches. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. This is going to be an auction for trees, shrubs, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Want to explain briefly the first apron and the second apron, because a lot of people don't know what it is, and quite frankly, I'm the furthest thing from an expert on it. If you're in the first apron, and this is after the luxury tax, so the first apron is roughly $7 million above the salary cap, where you go into what's called the first apron.
Yeah, you have salary cap, luxury tax, yes. First apron.
My bad. It's $7 million above the luxury tax.
Right.
Okay. You can't acquire a player through sign and trade. Sign a player who is waived during the current season if his pre-waiver salary for this upcoming season is over $12.5 million. Those things really help build a roster. You can't take more than 100% of the salary you send out in a trade. Lots of different things that hurt you in order to build the team.
Sure.
You can't use any portion of the biannual exception. That's the first apron. Second apron is punitive. First-round picks in 7 years cannot be traded. Teams can't use the taxpayer mid-level exception anymore. If a team remains in the second apron 3 out of 5 seasons, their first-round pick, if it's a 10, suddenly goes back to the last pick in the first round. Outgoing salaries cannot be aggregated or combined in trades. You can't acquire a player in return in an outgoing sign and trade. So you can't use cash in trades anymore. It is, you know, you hear about how NFL teams move around the salary cap.
Yeah.
Let me give you.
They have whole departments that do that.
Okay. And it's brilliant in how they do when you look at a calendar and you look at the cap. With that, the NBA draft, and we talked about Reggie Jackson, his player option is 5 point something million.
Mm-hmm.
He has to make a decision by June 25th. For KCP, his player option is for 15.4 million. He has to make his decision by June 29th. When is the draft? June 26th and 27th. Perfect timing. Right now, the Nuggets are currently in that first apron. They are roughly $1.5 million below going into the second apron. Clearly, that's by design for a lot of reasons, but here's another reason why. If they were in that second apron, remember, they have a first-round pick. They have to pay that first-round pick.
Yeah.
If they don't want to pay that first-round pick, then they can trade it. But if you're in the second apron, you can't trade that first-round pick.
Yeah.
So you have to pay the player. Second-round non-guaranteed deals.
Yeah, first-round guaranteed.
Isn't that interesting with the timing on the calendar?
Sure.
The draft is sandwiched in between. It's fascinating how they do this.
Without question. And it leaves the Nuggets in a, I think, a very familiar place, trying to build via the draft some depth, which was probably their biggest question all season long and probably continues to be their biggest question now that the playoffs are over.
And it costs them in a lot of ways in this series against the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Specifically, look at the playing time these guys got in Game 7, in which Jokic basically played the entire game.
Right.
Murray played 42 minutes. Gordon played 42 minutes. Where was Zeke Nagy, who could have spelled Aaron Gordon?
Where was Zeke Nagy the whole postseason?
Right. Right.
I mean, this is a guy you are paying $32 million to over 4 years.
Well, they worked that salary in order to fit in $1.5 million under the second apron. Hopefully, he turns out to be a player. But so far,
boy,
sadly, he has proven nothing. With that, you have Gordon who can get a contract extension this upcoming mm-hmm. year. You have Murray who can. I don't even know if they want to do that right now. Do you want to let both of these guys hit free agency? You don't want Murray to, clearly.
No.
But that's going to really blow another hole in your payroll.
Well, at some point, there's going to be a rubber meeting the road moment, right?
I think I don't know if Michael Porter Jr. was part of Calvin Booth's plan when Booth was the assistant GM.
That's a good question. And by asking it, you're thinking he wasn't.
Why?
Because that's how I think of it, too. I don't think that he was in, even though Tim Connelly gave him the deal that he gave him. I think that there was enough doubt, even by things that Calvin Booth has said about Michael Porter Jr.
I have zero empirical proof on what Calvin Booth thinks of Michael Porter
right.
Jr.
Me either, but other than what he has said about him in the past.
He doesn't, MPJ doesn't strike me as a Calvin Booth type of guy. He wants a guy who's versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Porter Jr. is not versatile.
No.
And he's not a dog.
He's long. He likes that.
Said he's not a dog. I didn't say he wasn't long.
Yep. I mean, Calvin Booth likes size and length.
But he wants those guys to play defense. He wants versatility at positions and offense and defense. Why do you think he picked up Bruce Brown and KCP?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yep.
Absolutely. Which leads me to another question. Would you ever think of, at this point, realizing that there's a lot of mechanisms that would have to be in work here, trading MPJ?
Would I trade him?
Would you trade him?
Yes.
I think most would.
I would have traded him last year.
And
I'm not saying
I definitely would have traded him last
year. I'm not saying I want to trade him.
Mm-mm.
He played his most games, which should be encouraging if you want to trade him.
Yeah.
He's shown he can play a full season, but he's played in this league for five seasons so far.
Sure has.
And he has grown as a player. Listen, you're getting a guy who last year averaged 17 points and nearly 7 rebounds a game.
Pretty nice numbers.
The question is that worth a max contract to you?
Mm.
Do you see more upside in this guy? Which I do think he has more upside, for sure.
Yes.
I think he has a lot more upside. Mm. He can improve a lot.
Yep.
Becoming more of a scorer than a shooter. And we've seen that growth. Can he improve as a guy who is better defensively? Absolutely, he can.
I just wish that there was more energy spent on that side of the equation.
Well, sometimes teams look at a guy like it. The biggest question about MPJ going into the draft was his health. Played 81 games last year. He's trending in the right direction.
He is.
And maybe a team who has space would say, let's take a flyer on this guy.
Yep.
Because we have the space to do it. We're not up against it. And look at his upside. I would not want Michael Porter Jr. to be my number one or maybe even number two scoring option right now.
I hear you.
He's in a position where he gets a lot of passes from Jokic.
Which means he's not a max guy.
He is the number three scoring option on this team. Aaron Gordon's not the number one, number three scoring option. Although if you listen to national people during this Minnesota series, he was the number three option. No, he wasn't.
No.
Aaron Gordon is great around the rim.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because when you look at the NFL and you look at great wide receivers and you look at the quarterbacks, well, if you have a quarterback who can get you the ball, your numbers are going to be up.
Sure.
And Jokic is like that quarterback.
No question.
Michael Porter Jr., if he goes out on his own, goes to another team, and doesn't have a passer like Jokic, where his shots aren't as open, what's going to happen?
Michael Porter Jr. isn't a creator.
No.
Michael Porter Jr. is a catch and shoot guy.
He is a complementary piece.
Yeah, and a damn good one.
And he's a role player.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at him as a guy who's going to consistently score 22 to 24 points a game for you.
He would only be there on volume shooting.
But then again, we didn't think that about Jerami Grant either, who went to Detroit and averaged probably around 24 points.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
The Edmonton Oilers are moving on to the Western Conference Finals, and we'll also talk about Scottie Scheffler's eventful last weekend at the PGA. That's up next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports. Make a name.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, there is an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. They'll be auctioning off trees, shrubs, skid steers, trucks, tools, plow trucks, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it.
Okay, guys, just in case you missed it, in Game 7 last night, the Edmonton Oilers hung on to beat the Vancouver Canucks 3-2 and win the All-Canada Series. They will advance to the Western Conference Finals to take on the Dallas Stars. Dallas will have both their NHL and NBA team in the conference final, the only city able to say that. Who do you want to win the Stanley Cup? Do you have a rooting interest here?
Yeah, I'll take Dallas. I mean, you know, they beat our team. I'm not a big Edmonton fan. And I don't particularly care about who's at Florida, who's the other, and the Rangers.
Yep.
I certainly don't care about the Rangers. So Dallas would be my team.
I've always been a guy who roots for the conference that my team is in
mm-hmm.
to win a title. I'll start with that as my baseline. Generally speaking, the team that beats my team, I want them to win the championship. Because I feel it makes my team look better.
Okay.
However, I'm going to veer from that. Connor McDavid is one of the top 10 greatest players to ever play this game. And I do not want to see him leave hockey without a title.
That's very big of you.
It is. I don't want him to be mentioned in the same breath as a Dan Marino.
Nah.
He is that great. He is that dominant. And I would like to see this guy raise the cup at least one time. So the narrative about him is, yeah, but.
Fair.
All right, just in case you missed it, the world number one golfer Scottie Scheffler had an eventful weekend at the PGA, to say the least. After being arrested Friday morning, he posted a 5-under-66 to remain in contention, then kind of fell apart on Saturday, shot a 2-over-73.
He sucks.
That was his worst score in 266 days.
Bounced back nicely, though, in his last round.
Right, yeah, 6-under-65 in the final round. He finished tied for 8th, and then yesterday it was announced his arraignment on multiple charges has been delayed until June 3rd. Any thoughts on the chaotic last few days for the new father, Scottie Scheffler?
I thought that he handled a very bad situation, which was partly his fault, partly the fault of officials, both on the PGA level and in law enforcement. And I thought that he handled his part of it about as well as you can after the initial misunderstanding, which he took responsibility for. And the fact that he went out and played generally great golf, well, anyway, for 3 of the 4 days, is a testimony to his ability to concentrate, and is pretty remarkable. But I think that all that ends well will be probably the... I think that this will go away.
This will be a blip on his radar. You know why?
Yeah.
Because what happened with Scottie Scheffler is nothing compared to with what happened with Tiger Woods. And do people really talk about that with Tiger Woods? No.
No.
Now, granted, this was around a major.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's going to remember it.
Yeah.
But no one's going to say, boy, that Scottie Scheffler's a punk. He's considered to be one of the nicest, most popular guys on tour.
It'll be a kerfuffle. That's about it.
Wow. Big word for you.
Yeah. Don't even really know what it means.
All right. That is going to do it for us. Nigel, Alex, great job as always. Same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make it the best possible day you can.
Kissing like a bandit, stealing time.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.